Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Now, News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe joins us. Sean, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and the First Lady Olena Zelenska have arrived in Ireland for their official visit.
They have, yeah. They landed about 11 o'clock last night at Dublin Airport, coming in from Paris, where he had been meeting with Emmanuel Macron. And it's the first state visit by a Ukrainian president to Ireland. He has obviously been here in Ireland before. He stopped over in Shannon Airport earlier on this year when he was on his way to that very infamous White House meeting with Donald Trump. And he's addressed the Houses of the Oireachtas virtually in the past day. So he will do so in person, a joint sitting of the Dáil and Shannon planned for this afternoon. And he's going to do all of the other sort of courtesy calls that you would expect of a full state visit. This morning it'll be over to Phoenix Park for a meeting with the new president, Catherine Connolly, then on to government buildings where the plan is for him to meet the Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Simon Harris after they have their cabinet meeting, and then to hold a press conference with the Taoiseach, and then sort of rounding out the visit, that address to the Oireachtas that I mentioned later this afternoon.
There's an extensive security operation in place, Sean.
Huge, yeah. So people will notice today, and they would have heard some of it in the traffic, a lot of road closures in around government buildings this morning, Merrion Street, Kildare Street, etc. Also through Phoenix Park from sort of 10, 11 o'clock onwards till about 1, and there will be some rolling closures then through the city and indeed around the airport later on tonight. But the security is absolutely massive. It's probably only comparable to what I've seen really to a US presidential visit. Now, on those cases, you'd have the Secret Service in as well, which would beef it up even more. But, you know, for example, staff in Leinster House have been told you won't have any access to it today. It has been totally sealed off while they were doing security sweeps yesterday when staff didn't have access either. Even from a media point of view, there is a separate facility that we're all having to go to get security clearance. And even for logistics, we are going to be bussed the very, very long distance from government buildings on Merrion Street to Leinster House on Kildare Street to maintain a secure bubble. So they're taking this very, very seriously. I don't think they think there is anything that would happen or anything serious, but they're not taking any chances while he's in town.
No. Do we expect any particular announcement of support from Ireland for Ukraine? Any practical measures?
Yeah, there's a couple of bits before the cabinet this morning that the Foreign Affairs Minister Helen McEntee has brought. So one is €100 million further in non-lethal aid that Ireland will be providing between now and 2030, part of a new roadmap, an Ireland-Ukraine roadmap to the end of the decade. And that'll bring the amount that Ireland has given to Ukraine to over €500 million. There's a further €25 million on top of that that they're going to approve this morning to support energy measures in Ukraine, obviously, as they head into what can be quite a bitter winter with a lot of uncertainty about whether this peace deal that's being talked about will get done for Russia. So there's some pretty significant measures at cabinet. And also, she's going to be asking ministers to approve Ireland's participation in essentially a commission for costs against Russia. So a commission that may be set up in order to extract money from Russia to pay towards the rebuilding of Ukraine. Ireland wants to be a party to that.
Okay. Sean Defoe, who will be reporting extensively on this story throughout the day here on News Talk. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.